Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas, Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. And they invite you to stay game ready with today's Daily Ticker. Reach for your favorite independently brewed Pelican beverage at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Awesome NFL slate this weekend on the heels of NFL trade deadline day. Let's talk about it with Jeff Howe, NFL national insider for The Athletic. At Jeff P. Howe on Twitter is where you can go find him and follow him and find his great work again at The Athletic. Jeff, good morning to you. You know, reading some of your stuff in the aftermath of the trade deadline and kind of the reaction that some teams had, some of them were head-scratchers for us. What was the biggest surprise to you coming out of the NFL trade deadline?
Just that the Jets were so committed to selling. I mean, when the Jets are committed to any one direction, it's surprising. So, we're talking decades and decades of futility for a lot of different reasons. So, they were all about the fire sale. I was kind of surprised it stopped, actually, when you're going to move Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. Why isn't Breece Hall on the table? Why isn't Breece Hall more available? Why isn't Garrett Wilson more available? But I also liked it because you've got a new regime that understands where they are. You know, I always like to reward the teams that really go for it, like the Colts. They make that big, splashy, aggressive move. But I think there's some admiration for teams that understand they've got quite a long rebuild ahead of them. The players they've inherited from the previous regime might not fit their long-term vision, and now it's time to cut bait. So I thought they did well.
Maybe you can answer a poll question we did earlier joking about the Jets. Would you rather be the franchise quarterback drafted by the Jets or go play for the San Antonio Arena League team?
Well, one of those things you have a pretty good idea of how it's going to turn out, and the other you don't. So I'll take the wild card in the
okay.
Arena League.
There we go. Way to play the game.
Could be the next Kurt Warner. You never know.
We asked you about Sauce Gardner and the Colts giving up, you know, the draft capital and now taking on the contract. I'm curious, and I really liked it, but I'm curious, Jeff Howe's opinion. I thought the Seahawks made a sneaky good little move getting Shaheed out of New Orleans. He's familiar with the Kubiak system. Seahawks offense just absolutely obliterated the Commanders on national television. I'm curious what you thought of them adding Rashid Shaheed to the offense.
Yeah, I liked it because JSN is phenomenal, and his development this quickly this season, really starting toward the end of last season, has been extremely impressive. But if he all of a sudden goes down, you have a glaring hole at wide receiver. But not just that. You know, you haven't necessarily gotten what you – I don't want to project what I think they probably hope to get out of Cooper Kupp, but he certainly does not look anything like the Cooper Kupp that was a real star for a good chunk of his career. Not that I expected him to, but anyway, you needed a little more reinforcements there. So to get somebody like Shaheed, who obviously still has plenty of potential, young player, a good athlete, and has the familiarity with Kubiak's system, I thought that was a pretty good one, just because it supplements the offense. Now, I think Kubiak is going to do a really good job of continuing to blend his vision with Mike McDonald's and making sure that this is still a team that on offense has its identity on the run and the physical game. I don't think I would be surprised if they fall into some of those traps that they don't beset them last season with falling in love with too much of the pass. But you need to be able to throw the ball at some point. And this is a Seattle team that I predicted before the season was going to be the NFC's Super Bowl contender, I predicted they were going to get to the Super Bowl. I don't know why I'm struggling for those words. But, you know, it's in order to get there, at some point you're going to have to prove that you can go throw for throw with another quarterback in the NFC playoffs. So it's good to have a well-balanced ability to do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jeff Howe is our guest, NFL National Insider for The Athletic, at Jeff P. Howe on Twitter is where you can go follow him and find his work, athletic.com. Yeah, I love the infomercials where it's like there's a hole in the boat and somebody slaps a piece of tape on it. It's like, see, this isn't going to sink. I felt kind of that way about the Chargers adding an offensive lineman from the Saints that I had never heard of before.
So did Jeff, because he didn't even grade it. He graded it okay.
Okay. It's not even like an A, B, C, D, or just whatever. I'm a Herbert guy, you know, going to Oregon and him being the quarterback and from our neck of the woods. I think he's having an unbelievable year, especially considering the injuries that have piled up around him. Are we patching a hole in the boat that's still going to sink? How do we feel about them?
Yeah, I mean, but it's also hard because it's not like quality tackles are just readily available. I mean, it's just teams are just, whether it's this time of year, the offseason, you know, right after cutdowns, roster cuts and training camp, what have you, like teams are just always trying to figure out a way to improve their offensive line. And the answers just don't exist. And it's been that way for several years. And this is getting a guy like Penning, who really has not panned out in New Orleans, was the first round pick, I think, in 22. They've tried him at both tackle spots. They tried him at guard. It wasn't an overly favorable player at any of those spots. So it's just a guy who has the physical tools, has, you know, some nastiness in the run game that Jim Harbaugh, I'm sure, will appreciate. And maybe a change of scenery will help. But like, this is just this is truly a stopgap type of, let's just throw this guy out there and hope that he can do something, because you talk about like the best young tackle tandems in the NFL. Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater are absolutely near, if not at the top of that list. So to lose both of them for the rest of the season is, I mean, that's a catastrophic combination of injuries. And it's one that probably takes the top tier of potential off of the table for the Chargers, but it doesn't mean they can't keep trying to protect Justin Herbert if they are able to get into the playoffs.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, Denver's defense are leading the division. They win last night. They're 8-2. We know the defense is elite, if not the best group in the sport, if not in contention. What's wrong with the offense? When you watch the Denver Broncos, what are the Denver Broncos offensively? Because to me, they're incredibly frustrating. Last night, a great example of that. What does Jeff Howe make of the Denver Bronco offense?
Oh, that's, I would love to be able to answer. If I had the answer to that question, man, it's so inconsistent. Sometimes you sit there and you question what's going on with Bo Nix's accuracy. Sometimes you sit there and you question what's going on with the play calling. Sometimes you sit there and you wonder what's going on with the overall philosophy and the strategy. How many times did they gain eight? Like, it wasn't 8 yards every time on first and 10, but it felt like as we were watching the game, they were getting an 8 yard run on first and 10. And then it was like, all of a sudden it's third and one again, and they fail and they punt. And it's like, you got the punter who is barely, I mean, he almost whiffed a couple times early in that game. So, it seems like it's a lot. Like when they are in a groove, obviously Bo Nix looks really good. He's certainly a clutch type of player. He's got that gene. That's no question. But it's just the entire operation just feels a little disjointed. And I can't get a great handle on it, because I think if you just stick to that run first philosophy and allow Bo Nix to be a distributor and sort of make a few plays off schedule, then he's going to do what you need. I don't know. It's just, it's a bizarre offense to watch.
I know there's a lot of good teams in the AFC, and a couple teams might jump back into the playoff picture, but of the playoff teams that we're looking at, is Denver going to be the hardest one to try to predict how far and what they do in the postseason?
No, I'm putting, like, for me right now, it's still it's the Chiefs and the Bills and then everybody else. I think Indianapolis, Denver, and New England, and then, you know, there's like two or three others that you could loop in with that group too, is like, I really, like, this is the most boring radio take ever, so I apologize, I'm about to do this to your show. But, like, this has struck me for the last several weeks, is this is going to be such a big second half season because we have so many unknowns. You have some top tier teams that are dealing with injuries, you know, Baltimore, San Francisco to an extent, like always. But, like, eventually those teams are, in theory, going to start to get healthier. They're going to be a whole lot different in the second half. You know, you've got a team like Pittsburgh that is all of a sudden slightly better on offense than it is on defense, where it can't really stop anybody. What's going to go on with it, with them? And again, then you've got like these surprise AFC teams like New England, Denver, and Indianapolis that are doing some incredible things, but like New England's schedule is extremely soft. You know, they're going to finally get a good test against Tampa this weekend. Denver is so sporadic. Indianapolis, it's like, yeah, the start is legit, but it's been so long since they've had a really good team that like we still need to see it, see more of it to believe it. So you see, you look at those stalwarts up top, and man, I was never more ready over the last half decade to write off the Chiefs than I was the first 3-4 weeks of the season. Even when they were winning, it just didn't even look like some of the wins that they were ripping off last season. And it was like, oh my goodness. But now, you know, yeah, they got beat pretty good by Buffalo last week. But I thought up until that, Kansas City looked like the real Super Bowl contending type of Kansas City team. And if they get back onto that plane or that level going into the postseason, the teams that have had the fun early season storylines are going to start getting exposed because they're just so elite at the top.
There's no doubt. I have been on this train for a couple of weeks now that it's like it's so fun to talk about these up-and-coming teams and the idea of certain teams pulling off upsets in the playoffs when we all know it's inevitable, right? We all know we're going to look up in the AFC and NFC title game. Philly will be in it. Kansas City will be in it. We're probably heading for another Super Bowl. Are
you, Buffalo, Kansas City, Philly.
Right? Are we heading for that outcome? Or are we betting on Eagles and Chiefs again?
Oh, man. If it is, I just hope there's something we haven't seen before.
Yes.
I mean, nobody wants to see a Super Bowl rematch, no. Let alone for the 42nd time in the last 43 years or whatever it feels like it's been. But yeah, I mean, like, how badly did the whole world want to see Buffalo Detroit last season? And that kind of got taken away. And not only that, but to have a recycled matchup, not that it wasn't an interesting game, but like, you know, where's the 2 weeks worth of hype that we're kind of getting cheated out of? But yeah, I think the AFC is absolutely shaping up to be Buffalo, Kansas City again. I think the NFC, like Philly, they're going to be tough to knock off. We know that. Like, I think they're a team that it realizes how good they are, and I think they kind of allow some of these early season struggles. Reminds me, you know, I don't want to make a direct comparison, but it reminds me to like what the Patriots would do like 10 years ago, where it would, you know, shake some things, shake out the cobwebs, and then kind of get into a rhythm after Thanksgiving. But I really like what the Rams are doing. I really like what the Seahawks are doing. I don't think either one of those teams has hit their stride or their potential yet. So I think both of them are going to continue to get better. You know, I admire the way that San Francisco has stayed relevant. I just don't know if it's sustainable because of the quarterback flip-flopping that's going on virtually week by week. But, you know, it's going to be fun. But, yeah, I think the divisional round, once again, is probably going to be the best slate because we're going to have those up-and-coming teams and everybody's going to look at the underdogs and think that, hey, maybe it could be different this year, and then all of a sudden we're going to tune in on championship weekend and we're going to see a lot of people we're used to by now.
What does the P in the Twitter handle stand for?
Parker, middle name. I keep getting beat to all of these social media places by somebody else who just wants to keep taking Jeff Hop.
You know bastards. What? Parker's a good one. I was going to go off the board a little bit. Parker's a good guy. I was going to guess Percy. So Parker's kind of in that same line. Okay. You know, because most people probably guess Philip, right?
Yeah, Philip. Yeah, Philip's probably the first go-to.
Parker.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
That's a good middle name. I love it. Great stuff on the NFL. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. That's where you can find him. All his great worth at theathletic.com, covering the NFL. NFL National Insider for The Athletic. Man, really enjoyed the conversation. By the way, the Twitter pick is a golf pick. What's the handicap?
I don't have a handicap right now, which is the best plausible deniability you could possibly have. It's some days I could probably play like a 10. I showed up at a tournament a couple of years ago, and I said, and this is the God's honest truth, I was like, look, I don't have, actually, it might even been from the photo that tournament. I'm like, I don't have a handicap. You know, do whatever you got to do. I sit down in my cart, and it's a 36.
Ooh.
I'm like looking at the guy next to me. I'm like, this is good or horrible. So we end up, you know, I play like, I got young kids, you know, the time is kind of, I was golf captain in high school. So, you know, like I have some game when I'm able to work on it, but we get out, you know, it's a scramble, or you got the rolling tees, and we start on like the 11th hole. It's a par five. I get up, I hit a drive like 320 right down the middle. First drive I hit.
Sandbagging SOB.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, so we're playing, you know, we're playing four wall here. So we all drop from my drive.
Right.
I end up sticking, this is a par five. I end up sticking my iron shot to 5 feet. I make an eagle that nets as a one on the first hole. Like, I don't know what we're going to do here. I think we carded a net 46. But thankfully, we ended up winning the gross. So I was able to throw all that other crap aside.
That's good.
I haven't been invited back though, so that might be a problem.
One of those Zyre, I see those like Zyre golf posts. This scramble team shows up with a 47. How's that possible, man? What are these guys doing? Jeff, how great stuff talking NFL. We really enjoyed it. Hopefully, you get out on the course again soon. We know the pain with young kids, and hopefully, we can do this again soon. Thanks for the time in Portland.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
and
app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.